Thank you for waiting, ladies and gentlemen. We've invited first class. Now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire, and ruby.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I am joined by my co-host, Lee Harris from ATPI Travel. How are you, Lee?
Yeah, I'm very good. Thank you. It's been flown by this week, I've got to say. And we're back again. So yeah, it's all good.
Yeah. Well, I'm just enjoying getting back into the flow of things with you again.
I know. I think we said last week, isn't it? It's strange how you can have a 6 or 7 month break, but then you just pick it straight back up and it's like nothing's changed.
Shame my relationships didn't work out that way. So what's going on in the world of travel?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's lots going on as always. Lots of changes, lots of strike action. You name it, it's happening in a world of travel. But the first thing that we need to tell crew about, and this isn't actually necessarily booking through a travel agent. This is if any crew are going solo and booking their own stuff. So travelers using the popular hotel website booking.com are being warned not to fall for scam emails asking them to confirm their hotel payment after a hack of booking.com's email system. In recent weeks, a number of customers have claimed they've received scam emails from within the booking.com system. In each case, the customer has either checked in or was due to check in to a hotel they had reserved on the website. The email sent from noreply@booking.com claims their stay may have to be cancelled unless they hand over their bank card details via an embedded link. Now, if they fail to do so within 4 or 12 hours, as the emails vary slightly, the reservation will be cancelled. Notifications of the email have also appeared in the company's app on mobile phones. Booking.com has strenuously denied its system has been hacked and has instead blamed the messages on breaches in the email systems of its partner hotels. Obviously, the affected hotels are complaining that this could not have taken place at their end and saying it's Booking.com's fault. So basically, no one's taking any responsibility at the moment. Now, obviously, for any crew who have booked directly on the website Booking.com, please be careful if you are being asked for your card details. Please call the hotel direct to check if they need the details, and if so, whether they requested these through the booking.com system. On top of that, obviously, safer way to do it instead of booking by yourself is to go through a travel agent like ourselves.
I'm going to say a new story came out yesterday that Boeing has been hacked themselves as well. It's not just with booking.com. It is happening all over the place right now. We're seeing it warned throughout cybersecurity world everywhere. Just be careful.
The one on this that gets me, and which is quite scary, is the fact that actually these emails are appearing and the messages are appearing in the actual booking.com app. It's not that it's coming direct to your email address or somewhere else. It's actually in the app where you've booked the stuff, which is quite scary. And it just shows how advanced, isn't it, that these scams have become, that they can actually now crack into these places as well, where, in all honesty, I think I'm pretty IT savvy. I know what you should and what you shouldn't click on. But even this one had me slightly worried, thinking that if you can get into the apps of these big companies, then it's getting more trickier to actually determine what is real and what is fake.
I saw a report just the other day that with the advent of AI, it's taking scammers about an hour to hack into anything.
Very scary times.
It is. And, well, speaking of scary times, the big woods strike is happening again. What's going on over at Qantas?
It wouldn't be travel as if there wasn't a strike. So, yeah, late last Friday afternoon, the dispute between Qantas subsidiary Network Aviation and the majority of its pilots took a turn for the worse, unfortunately, when the pilots' union called for a strike on Wednesday and Thursday this week. The pilots had previously stopped work for 24 hours back on October the 4th, 2023, and appears to have no faith in mediation already scheduled for later today, Monday the 30th of October. Now, the two-day strike is due to start from midnight on Wednesday, November the 1st, to 11:59 p.m. on Thursday, November the 2nd. Now, the one-day strike on October the 4th resulted in nearly half of the Qantas regional network being cancelled and left around 500 passengers unable to travel. Now, the two parties seem incapable of making any progress, though, as Qantas' offer of an immediate 25% pay increase and an annual 3% increase thereafter has been rejected and has not changed. Now, the AFAP, which represents around 90% network aviation pilots, wants them to be paid in line with the Qantas domestic 737 pilots, which equates to a 50% pay increase. It's a big difference. They're talking, they've got to try and find ground here of 25% today, if not the strike's going to happen. My guess is the strike is going to happen, Wednesday and Thursday. So for any crew who are due to travel domestically within Australia on Wednesday and Thursday this week, please keep in contact either with Qantas Direct or whoever you booked your travel through.
The thing with that too is that it's not just domestically, it's if you're catching a connector flight too, you're traveling from one place to another to catch a connector flight, whether it be to the US or to Europe. Yeah, it's real problems. It's got a knock-on effect. Anywhere in the world where there's an airline strike, it's got a massive knock-on effect.
It's going to be complete. If it happens, like I said, the last time they striked back October the 4th, 500 flights were affected. So it's going to be the same again this time. Yeah, just keep a close contact with the airline or your travel agent you booked it with. And fingers crossed it doesn't, but the chances are it is likely to go ahead.
Good news out of Air France.
Yeah, Air France aims to operate at near pre-pandemic 2019 levels this winter following stronger demand during the summer. The French flag carrier is deploying 98% of pre-pandemic capacity on long-haul routes from Paris. That's between November and next March. The network will cover 167 destinations. That will be 84 long-haul and 83 medium-haul. Now, the schedule recovery sees capacity raised 60% year-on-year to Asia. That's driven by China and Japan, but still below the 2019 levels despite daily flights resuming to Bangkok. Transatlantic capacity is being increased by 20% compared to 2019, with Raleigh, Durham in North Carolina added as the airline's 14th US destination from October the 30th, and that will be three flights a week. There's also an Ottawa service being extended into the winter season as the airline schedules 212 flights a week to 20 points in the US, Canada, and Mexico. And in very good news for the upcoming Caribbean season, Latin America and Caribbean services are being bolstered with the introduction of a daily service to San Jose in Costa Rica and a new route between Guadeloupe and St. Martin. I've got to say, the crew should be really happy about the Guadeloupe-St. Martin, because St. Martin can be a real pain to get to, so that should help, hopefully.
Nice. And good news about the Schengen visas.
Yeah, Schengen visas will soon become more secure and accessible as members of the EU Parliament voted on a law to digitalise visas. As the Parliament notes, by digitalising the application process for Schengen visas, the authorities aim to reduce the efforts and costs required to file an application. Moreover, the digitalisation of the visa procedure will ensure harmonious practices throughout the EU while at the same time improving the document's security. In line with the newly approved law, Schengen visa applications would be processed on a single online platform that will let applicants know which Schengen member state will receive their application in the case of multi-country trips. Obviously, in addition, the new cryptographically signed visas, that's a mouthful, I've got to say, will be issued in a digital format that will be as a 2D barcode, as it's safer than the current ones and more difficult to forge, ensuring more security. Now, it has been stressed that the entire process will be easier and cheaper for all nationals of third countries who need a Schengen visa to enter the bloc. While there will be some exceptions, applications for Schengen visas will be made through the single website, which will then forward all applicants to the respective visa systems.
Nice. And crew questions. We got to get this started back up again. We were having them come in on a regular basis, and of course, we got to remind everybody out there that if you have any questions about travel, especially considering that we have one more real show left in the season in Europe, Metz, and then it's heading all over to the Caribbean. If you've got questions about travel, where to go, how to get there, et cetera, feel free to email Lee. And of course, the information on how to get a hold of Lee will be below this interview when it airs.
Yeah, reach out to me. Like we say, it's still a really funny time with regards to travel, strike action, wars, you name it, it's happening, hurricanes. Yeah, it's not easy, as always. The flights are getting back up. The numbers are getting back up. The staffing issues don't seem to be quite as bad as what they were. But when you take away one issue, another one pops up somewhere. Yeah, feel free to reach out to me anytime. My email address is lee.harris@atpi.com.
Najman, Lee, I want to say thank you once again for the amazing job you do here weekly, and we're so glad to have you back.
All right, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
You've been watching another edition of Crew Travel with Lee Harris of ATPI Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.